Three places I can tell you I'm not going in 2024. Above and beyond the extra mile are out of my way.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
My mom sold that to him from Country Peddler.
Yes, the whole house looks like it's done in Country Peddler.
That's right. Look at that dad. He's so intense. Mm-hmm. You preached. You didn't tell him about any of our secrets, did you?
Any of our things we do at night.
That's right. You're going to get a bare bottom spanking to remember.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the Informa. Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe.
Thanks for re-sticking that song in my head.
Yay, no problem. Anytime you want to be annoyed by me, I'm happy to oblige, as all of our listeners will know.
And I keep showing up.
Yeah. Well, it's the promise of getting paid, I think, at some point in the future. That keeps you coming back. Reading this really, like, there's, like, kind of a little tit-for-tat going on with two of the strangest bedfellows that you would ever imagine. Pauly Shore and Richard Simmons. Have you seen this?
No.
Pauly Shore.
Richard
the
Simmons.
Weasel. The Weasel. Remember that? He used to do that weasel thing on MTV?
I remember first being introduced to him. From MTV.
Yes.
But he was like, you know, the surfer party dude.
What's up, the Weasel? Whatever he was doing. I don't know. It wasn't my favorite thing back then. It certainly didn't age well. Yeah. As Terradome can, what was that? Didn't he do like Terradome or I'm in the Army Now? Or so the couple of string of really terrible movies. But he's around. His mother is.
Yeah, she was the founder of the Punchline or the Comedy Store. Yeah.
Very famous lady who was like a power broker in comedy because she owned the LA Comedy Store. And anybody who's anybody got their start there, did some stand up there, still does stand up there. It's a very prominent room to play. And if you play one of those rooms, you are like, it's a sign that you're either up and coming or you've made it, which is why we've never been invited.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see The Commercial Break live at the Comedy Store anytime soon. Though, I don't know. Maybe. You never know. So Pauly Shore has largely taken over where his mom left off, I understand. He's kind of like, you know, pulling the strings back at the Comedy Store, doing something at the Comedy Store. But he's largely been out of the limelight for like 25 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't hear much about Pauly Shore. Here and there, some things will pop up. Maybe he's on a podcast or a vodcast or whatever. But he certainly hasn't done any acting and no stand-up that I'm aware of. And MTV doesn't exist anymore. And even if it did, I'm not sure the Weasel would come back and find form.
Well, MTV does exist because I see it when I come into the studio.
Music television does not exist anymore.
Right,
how's that?
Right, okay.
Catfish. Catfish and Rob Dyrdek do still have a channel called MTV. That Nev, whatever his name is, Neve and Rob apparently own MTV, and that's what they show 24 hours a day. Either Ridiculousness or Catfish. And I'm into Catfish. I like that. It never gets old for me. I don't know why. It's like, how do people... What in the world is going through your head that you date someone for 5 years, send them money, give them your social security number, send dick pics or chitch pics or whatever it is.
Yeah, you're in a full-blown relationship.
You're in a full-blown, ready to get married to this person.
For years.
And they have never once bothered to send you a picture. Never once. Or get on the phone with you. Or FaceTime you.
They send pics, but it's like,
somebody else. Yeah.
Right. It's not that's the catfish part.
That's the catfish part. And Neve himself was Catfish. I don't need to tell the story. Everybody knows the story of Catfish. You know, there was a famous movie that came out. And at the time, everybody was shocked. Like, holy shit, that happened? And now it happens all the time. They're like professional catfishers. That's all they do is create new pages, fake pages, and try and lure people in for whatever, emotional, spiritual, money, a lot of different reasons. But Neve and, you know, his band of merry pranksters, they're always out there trying to find the next catfish. Atlanta seems to be a big home for a lot of these people, by the way. They're always flying to Atlanta. Over to Atlanta. Back to Atlanta. Here we are in Atlanta. And I just want to state for the record, I am behind none of it, okay? Yeah. What you see is what you get. This face is what you get. But anyway, so I digress. Pauly Shore has now played in a very short, it's like 5 minutes long. He played Richard Simmons in a short movie. The movie is, and it's online, maybe I'll put the link to it. It's on YouTube. You can watch it for free. because who would pay for a 5-minute movie? I don't know, but okay. All right, I digress.
There's subscriptions to everything.
There's subscriptions to everything. The movie's okay. It's interesting enough. The premise is it's like a 90s talk show, like kind of like Jenny Jones, Ellen, something like that. Actually, I think the woman is supposed to, she looks like and is made up to look like Ellen. Mm. So imagine on Ellen, and Richard Simmons is going to come and talk about his new workout video, and the production assistant who's in charge of making sure that that video is in his hand, the DVD is in his hand so he can show the crowd, has not done his job. And how sad he is that he didn't do the job. No one recognizes him, all this other stuff. So that's the main plot of the story. But there is like 3 minutes of the movie, 3 minutes of the movie.
Out of five?
Out of five.
Okay.
Where Pauly Shore, correct. Where Pauly Shore, so it's actually 50% of the movie, where Pauly Shore, if I'm doing my math correct, carrying the one, where Pauly Shore plays Richard Simmons.
Okay.
In my opinion,
like as a guest on the show?
No, yes, as a guest on the Ellen show. Like mm-hmm. in the movie, he's a guest on this television show.
I don't know that you can call it a movie. It's confusing.
That's what they call it. I don't know. It's an independent short film. Yeah, okay, it's a short film. If we're going to split hairs about what to call it.
Well, I mean, Killers of the Flower Moon versus the 5-minute movie.
Yeah, my attention span's perfect for the 5-minute movie.
I know it is.
So I haven't watched Killers of the Flower Moon, and I want to, but because isn't it like
it
a 3 hours commitment. And 12
yes,
minutes
it
long?
Is. I know, I want to watch it too, but it is a time commitment.
I put in a catheter to watch Oppenheimer. I can't even imagine what's going to happen with fucking Killers of the Flower Moon. Okay, so in this short film, he plays for a period of the film, he plays Richard Simmons. And to me, a not very convincing Richard Simmons.
It was just because of the curly hair.
Yeah. Well, okay. They even put a wig on him. I mean, it's really not extraordinarily convincing. But okay, I can kind of see some of the. Let me see if I can find you a picture. I can kind of see some of the resemblance, but for my money, he's not really playing a very great version of Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
I'm showing it. Chrissy a picture, mm-hmm. and so maybe Astrid can pop up a picture there on the video. I can see the similarity in looks. I do not see the similarity in personality. I do not think Pauly is doing a particularly great impression of Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons is a very dynamic, energetic, in-your-face. He's one of a kind. Well, he's still alive.
No, I...
Oh, okay.
That's what he used to do on TV. He's been gone for a while. And that was that show,
yeah,
the podcast.
Where in the world did Richard Simmons?
Yeah. People were worried about him, but I guess he's fine.
They're still worried about him, but he's fine. And I'll tell you why I know he's fine is because now there has been some conversation about a full-blown biopic of Richard Simmons. Pauly Shore is plotting his comeback, his acting comeback, playing Richard Simmons in this biopic. And apparently they're far along the pre-production road with this. And so people started talking in the Hollywood trade rags and stuff like this about Pauly Shore playing Richard Simmons. And Richard Simmons came out of the woodwork for the first time in a long time and said, I don't want this to happen. I didn't give my blessing for this. I'm not interested in it. I will not help with it. And
so it's an unauthorized.
Yeah, unauthorized. And he basically said, leave me alone. I just want to live the rest of my life in peace. And listen, there's a lot of people who have been arguing that Richard Simmons was such a big part of our lives for so long. Mm-hmm. He was everywhere. Every talk show. Every, you know, I don't think podcasts were around back then, but, you know, every,
well, he was
there.
Sold all the commercial, you know, I mean, it was the, for his tapes.
For his tapes, for his workout tapes. And I think, by all accounts, Richard Simmons did a lot of good for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
Sweating to the oldies.
And people, he just knew how to talk to people, right? And he had this kind of affectionate, empathetic, weird.
Positive.
But positive vibe about him. And I always thought Richard Simmons was I always liked him. I was like, oh yeah, he seems like a good guy, right? He just seems like a good guy.
Yeah, I don't think there was anybody that like was like, that guy's a dick.
I'm sure there's someone out there that says Richard Simmons is a dick, but I think that guy's a dick.
The general
I think there's a double dicking going on there. No pun intended. There's a double dicking going on with Richard Simmons. If you say he's a dick, you're a dick. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to dislike Richard Simmons. Anyway. Pauly Shore.
He was very Bonhomie, by the way.
He was very Bonhomie, homie. Mm-hmm. Hey, homie. That's Bonhomie. He's a nice guy. And so now he said, please don't do this. I'm not interested in it. And I just want to live my life out in peace. And so now this might be getting derailed because people are like, well, are people really going to go see the movie that Richard Simmons told them not to? Because most of the people this might appeal to are Richard Simmons fans. And if Richard Simmons fans say, we don't want to see it, or if Richard Simmons himself says we don't want to see it, are the fans going to go along with Richard and not see the film?
They're going to watch it.
They're going to watch it. Of course they are.
I would.
But they're not going to watch it until it comes out on their favorite
streamer. Exactly.
Yeah. They're not going to pay to go into the movie theater, but they will watch it because they have already paid for it
with
some kind of streaming subscription. Mm-hmm. I just think these guys make it's such a weird story to me that Pauly Shore, this kind of, you know, okay, I don't even think it's Pauly Shore either. Did I tell you the story about Pauly Shore when I was a teenager?
I think you did, but it was a long time ago. So
when I was a teenager, not even a teenager, like 12 or 13 years old, when I was just a teenager, fresh-faced
pre-teen.
Teenager. Yeah, preteen, a little pre-pube boy. When I was a pre-pube boy, I had this friend. His mother controlled she was the manager of a small theater here in Atlanta that used to be called Center Stage Theater.
Yes.
And so we always thought that was the coolest job in the world. You get to work with bands and comedians and, you know, they did a lot of stage plays back then and stuff like that. But we always thought his mom had the coolest job. Well, turns out Pauly Shore was just coming into his own at the MTV, now called Rob Dyrdek MTV. He was just coming into his own, doing the weasel thing, being a popular VJ on MTV. And Pauly Shore is going to come to Atlanta. He's going to come to Center Stage. And his mother, my friend's mother, said, okay, here's the deal. You boys can come to work with me that night. I will get you into the show. You will behave yourselves. You will not make a fool of me, but you will be able to go do what you want to do. And we had the run of the place. Really cool.
Yeah,
right? Very cool. And she was so sweet with us. And she did the box office thing or the management thing or whatever she was doing. And my friend and I, we just kind of ran around Center Stage for a couple hours beforehand and then an hour or two after. We had both just started smoking cigarettes, right? We are just like immature little kids that are sneaking off smoking cigarettes at the time. And so I'll never forget, and I don't even think the guy smokes, but for some reason, we ended up meeting Pauly Shore back in the backstage area, and Pauly Shore asked my friend for a cigarette, if he had a cigarette. And Pauly Shore gave him a cigarette. I can't remember if he asked me or asked my friend. The story is a little diluted in my head, but he asked for a cigarette. Someone gave him a cigarette, and then he took that cigarette on stage, but I don't know if he ever lit it. Like lit the cigarette.
Kind of a prop
kind of thing, right? But he had that cigarette in his hand, and we all thought that was just so cool. He's got our cigarette. Blah, 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 blah.
He's using our cigarettes. We bought illegally.
Yeah, here's our cigarettes that any gas station in Atlanta would sell anybody at the time. I mean, you didn't have to have ID. I have to have an ID to drop off my fucking recycling. But I was 13, and I looked like I was 11, and except for all the hair on my legs, I looked like I was 11, and I could walk into any gas station in Atlanta and buy a pack of cigarettes. No questions asked. None. And it was, you had to be 18 to buy cigarettes, but no, not in Atlanta. You just bought cigarettes when you wanted to buy cigarettes.
It basically was that way. And remember the cigarette machines? I saw those in a movie or a show the other
day. Waffle House.
And I was like, whoa, I remember those machines.
I remember them too, because that's where we would get a lot of our cigarettes.
Yeah, of course.
Would be from the Waffle House cigarette machine. You think the guy at Waffle House wanted drama? No, he's like, fuck, that's another $4 in my pocket. Like, I don't give a shit. Go ahead, knock yourself out. And at the time I started smoking cigarettes, like $2 a pack. Mm-hmm. It was nothing to buy a cigarette. I'm dating myself now. But anyway, as if I haven't the entire podcast. The entire podcast is like a graveyard of old stories. But Pauly had that cigarette, took that cigarette. I thought it was cool. I remember him being very nice. I remember him taking the time to talk to us, even though we were just a bunch of kids. I remember, I think I told him I loved the weasel, and he did the weasel or whatever. And then he went on stage to a very empty audience, to a very empty theater, and did an hour of whatever he did. And I remember that. I don't remember one joke, not one laugh, not one thing that Pauly said. I'm not saying he wasn't funny. I'm saying that particular night, I don't remember anything funny about it, except for the fact that there was a cigarette that was taken from somebody at some point.
The stars were in your eyes. That's all you could think
That's
of.
That's all I could think of. Mm-hmm. I was just so crazed that I had just met my favorite VJ, DJ, whatever they call him on MTV. So now I'm finding it extra strange. I guess maybe my perspective is coloring my opinion about this, but I'm finding it very strange that Pauly wants to play Richard Simmons as like his acting comeback. Do we not think if Pauly Shore had some acting chops somewhere down deep down that he would have already shown us those acting chops in some way, shape, or form?
Maybe he's wanting to get serious now.
He's like that Paul Rubens, you know? He was Pee Wee Herman. Mm-hmm. Then he whacked off in a theater, poor bastard. Like every other guy in the theater was doing, except it was Paul Rubens, so they arrested him. And then he makes that turn and blow, which is such a fucking fantastic movie.
Yes.
He's so good in that movie. And then you're like, oh, Paul Reubens has some acting chops. Like, let's get that guy in more movies, right? Mm-hmm. I want to see him do more stuff. But no, he didn't. He just did Blow. That was it. But I think if Paulie had this in him, he may have done it before. And I'm not sure why Richard Simmons' biopic is the right answer to his acting woes. It's so strange to me.
Yeah.
And so I, for one, will not pay at the movie theater to see the Richard Simmons biopic by Pauly Shore, but I will watch it when it comes out on streaming, and I will tell you what it's all about if it ever makes it to that point.
I concur.
Now I'm kind of rooting for it to happen.
Yeah.
Just so we can watch what a shit show indeed Pauly Shore will be as Richard Simmons. Because they're saying it's supposed to be like a very moody take on Richard Simmons' life. Like, not a comedy, not a hairball zany comedy, mm-hmm. which you could see working for Richard Simmons' life also. But like this moody, affected script that they're trying to put together.
Well, I wonder if it would be based on the podcast type thing that was done. I don't know. You know, they're turning a lot of show. I notice now that on Netflix, there's a lot of shows that I listen to on a podcast, yeah. and now they're a show.
Yeah.
Ours is in production.
It's next in line. I just had a big meeting about it the other day. They were like, do you think you could put 10 seats in a theater? And I was like, I think if you invite my kids, yeah. we can put 20 seats in a theater. Jeff, Rachel, Allison. I'm pretty sure we can fill 10 seats. Yeah. 10. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 18 and over or all ages? Because if it's all ages, I got it covered. I got like 30 seats covered. But if you want to do 18 and over, 5, 7, you have a small bar we could play? You have a tiki hut. You have a tiki hut we can play in someone's backyard. Because I think that'd be the best thing for the commercial break.
You just have a really large booth.
I know.
In the back of an Outback.
I think we do a conference. You remember when I went to the podcast conference and the wood flooring conference was right next door? I say we play the wood flooring conference. I think that's our vibe. I think that's our audience. Now, live at the Wood Flooring Show Expo of America, it's the commercial break. Hey, I don't want to be stupid, but who's going to get laid? Who's laying some wood tonight? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's right. Sir, this is the funeral conference. Oh, well, whatever, roll with it. Am I killing tonight or what?
That's good.
I'm going to have you rolling in your grave. Oh, you already are. It's Ham Bone and Holdy in the morning. Ham Bone and Holdy.
I forgot about Ham Bone and Holdy.
I still want to do Ham Bone and Holdy. I swear to God, we do a live show. Ham Bone and Holdy is going to be a skit.
Yes.
We're doing a skit called Ham Bone and Holdy in the morning.
Ham Bone. I got you, boss.
I got you, boss. No problem, boss. Ham Bone and Holdy in the morning. Drive time with Ham Bone and Holdy. Let's check the weather and the traffic at the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, and quarter till.
Next up, Bare Naked Ladies. Yeah,
next up, we got Bare Naked Ladies in studio. Oh, the fire alarm's going off. It's hot in here. It's Bare Naked Ladies. You may remember them from such hits as that one hit. Chickity chicken till it's up, not licking.
Oh my God.
I take a dick and I keep stop licking.
Oh, Ham Bone.
Good old Ham Bone. I don't know. I think that Ham Bone's a little bit of a loose cannon. Got to keep a tight lid on Ham Bone. The audience loves him here in the greater Macon area.
We're big in the Everglades, too.
That's right. Great in the greater Tucumcari, New Mexico area, Ham Bone is killing it. We got to keep, he's a loose cannon. He's walking a fine line. He's like Matt Rife. We got to keep him in line. Oh my God. He's hot. He's sexy. He talks a lot of shit. That Ham Bone.
Oh, Ham Bone.
We're going to start you off at Tucumcari, and then we're going to roll out to all the cities under 7,000 people in America. You're going to be famous with the corn growers. All right, let's take a break. And we'll be back. I got a good one for you today. You're going to want to stick around for this
okay.
one. We'll be back.
Sorry to interrupt, but that's kind of my thing these days. If you're sick of me interrupting Brian, give us a call at 626-ASK-TCB3, leave us a voicemail, and maybe I'll interrupt you on the show instead. You'd love that, wouldn't ya? You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383 and check out our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all things TCB. You know what's coming next. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And now let's listen to some sponsors because they're the real ones around here.
This episode is sponsored in part by Magic Spoon. Okay, if you've listened to any amount of The Commercial Break, then you know one of my disgusting food habits is to eat sugary cereals with cream late at night. Well, the Earth just turned 1 year older, and I've decided to do away with the empty calories and added sugars. The good news for my bad cereal habit? I have Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon recreates all the flavors that we loved as children without all the baggage that goes in our bellies. It has all the flavors you love, but it's high in protein, and it has less sugar. Astrid and I just bought a variety pack that has four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. It's only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar, keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. And I get the taste of my favorite cereal without all the guilt. Magic Spoon is returning to The Commercial Break as a sponsor, and we're so happy that they're offering you a discount. Go to magicspoon.com/TCB to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code TCB at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it, for any reason, they'll refund your money, absolutely no questions asked. Remember to start the year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/TCB. And be sure to use the promo code TCB to save $5 off. That's magicspoon.com/TCB and use the code TCB to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break and giving me something to look forward to late night after I get out of the studio. All right. I want you to tell me if you remember a television show back in the mid to late 90s called Family First. It was a sitcom. And I wonder if you remember them. Does a name sound familiar to you?
No, Family Matters. I remember that one.
Of course,
one.
Everyone remembers Urkel.
But I don't know that I remember Family First.
Urkel and the guy from Die Hard. That's what I remember. The dad was the guy from Die Hard and Urkel. And those two, that was just a winning combination from the beginning. Who didn't like a little Urkel coming in? And
excuse me.
Excuse me. I do like your daughter. But I can't say The Commercial Break is all that much better. I did like Family Matters, actually.
it was
just young enough to get it. I was just young enough to get into it. No, we're not talking about the famous show Family Matters, which everybody who grew up at that time watched. I'm talking about Family First. Now, I don't know where this television show ran, but when I look at this on YouTube, there are so many people that comment, oh, I couldn't remember the name, but I used to watch the show on Saturday mornings, blah, 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 yada. And I just am like, I don't even remember ever seeing this.
Well, you weren't usually awake on Saturday mornings, though.
No, certainly not as I... No, probably not. I was a late sleeper from the beginning. Yeah, even at like 8 years old, my dad
too.
Said, yeah, I could sail past 9:30, right? Everybody was up doing stuff, and I was still in the bed. I think it's just my nature to get lots of sleep. I'm a very sleepy person off air. I expend all my energy here, and then I go take a nap for, 12 to 13 hours. I wake up again, I do it.
Exactly.
Who cares about the kids? I need my rest, babe. I'm a man of a certain age. If you want me to perform like the clowning monkey I am, then I got to get my bed rest. What, you think I look this good with no sleep? No, of course. Family First was a sitcom that is a Christian sitcom.
Wow.
Yes, that's probably why I didn't get into it.
Because
even at
say,
an early age, I was like,
isn't there some organization now too called Family First?
I think there
something?
Is, and I think maybe it has something to do with it. I'm not sure. I didn't do that much digging because I don't ever. God forbid I get something right on this show. But I did find Family First. There are I think 7 to 10 episodes of this. I swear to God, this could be content that we could chew on for the rest of our existence as The Commercial Break. if we just kind of dole it out in measure, because these episodes are so terribly bad, so terribly awful, so just crazy. The plot lines are so crazy that I have a hard time understanding how anybody at any network or production house ever gave this the green light. And how anybody actually managed to see this outside of a church organization is beyond me. But it does exist. It is out there. The episodes are out there. They're kind of diced up into bits and pieces, because I guess that's how you have to do it when you do it on YouTube. I guess you have to do less than 15 minutes of someone else's material. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are, because I don't pay attention to the rules. And that's why half of our episodes...
We're just on there.
Yeah. That's why half of our episodes are shadow banned, because... Every Teresa Caputo, every Mountain Monsters, every Ghost Hunters, everything. It all gets knocked down five pegs. But anyway, we will continue. We will fight the man. Whatever, man.
Fight the good fight.
Yeah. Whatever, man. Okay, dude. Fight the good fight against YouTube, against Google.
Alphabet.
That's right. Against Alphabet, ABC, or whatever they're called these days. The whole European Union just took them on and lost. But the commercial break, we're going to win our fight. Don't you worry. You could probably Google our podcast after this episode, and it won't be anywhere to be found. Right. That's another story for a different day. All right. So you want to take a look at an episode of Family First?
Of course I do.
Okay. It's hard to get through some of this bad comedy, but hopefully Chrissy and I will relieve the bad comedy with some good comedy. I'm hoping. But here we go. I was strolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And I stumbled upon Family First, the Christian sitcom that apparently played sometime in the era, or the, you know, mid to late 90s. But here it is, equipped with a bad 90s opening montage and everything. Oh, like, yeah. This is the real deal. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah. You know, the bad song gives it away. 90s.
And payphone.
Yeah, you just answered a payphone. So this is like the opening montage that every 90s sitcom had. It was like this three-minute-long opening montage that told you what show you were watching. Nowadays, they just go right into it. You don't even see. You don't even know what show you're watching unless you look at the guide. Family First.
So just to preface it, too, there was a man...
Running
around in a suit with a briefcase up and down the street for some weird reason.
He was late to a meeting, Chrissy.
He was late, but he stopped to pick up the payphone.
He did. We had to let people know he was going to be late.
And then there were two women at a mall.
Shopping,
running around. They both found something and hugged.
Butted heads. Yeah, they butted heads.
I was going to say that, but hugged.
Yeah.
And then there's some kids. That are coming out of the school. Like, the bell just rung.
Yeah, they're jumping and running. Mm-hmm. And they're cool
out.
Kids. School's out forever. I gotta go to the chapel. Yeah, this is a typical comedy sitcom. Your nuclear family, all white, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Featuring John Witty, who went on to do many other things. Yeah. What other things did he do, Chrissy? I can't remember.
I don't know.
All right. And Vicio Witty?
Vicio Witty.
So they must
That's
be
the wife.
They must be actual wife and husband in real life. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. There's Pauly Shore.
It's Blaine Bartell. I actually think Blaine Bartell did like some like raunchy sex comedies, if I'm not mistaken. Oh. Maybe not. I like how he's got the pride flag behind
he
him.
He does. Yeah, and a good jean jacket.
Yeah, well, because in the 90s, it wasn't a pride flag. No. It was just a rainbow flag. Kathy Bartell. Are these all family members? I didn't even notice this when I watched this.
So it's real husband and wife and real sister and brother?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's it. You know, here's another thing. A lot of people claim that they saw this back in the 90s, but when I first watched it, I thought it was a parody. I thought that this was a joke.
It does look like a joke.
It does, but
like
I don't
a Saturday
think
Night
so.
Live joke. Oh, the only one that's not related
is Chris Thesis.
He looked like he was playing a ranger of some sort, and a park ranger.
It says Chris Thesis as Charles Stanley, as if anybody gave a shit who he played. Sponsored by American Airlines.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, why did they just put a plane in there? Why was a plane at the end of that?
Oh, wait. No, it's because, look, he's coming in with the luggage.
Oh, he's coming in with the luggage. Okay, I probably...
The dad just got home from a business trip.
Yeah.
He was out at the wood convention.
He's out at the hardwood convention. Hold on. Can I just share with you just for a minute that the Family First television show... Oh, it's actually got quite a number of episodes. It's got like 37. Nope, that's a different show altogether. Oh, here it is. No, I'll find out
whammies,
more information.
No whammies.
Yeah, no whammies. There is like no information on this show out there. And very interesting.
Doug's home. Hey, Mom. Good to see you.
Hey, Connie, how was your trip to China?
Doug, you wouldn't believe the things that happened.
Hey, you wouldn't believe what happened on our trip. It was awesome. Wow. American food. Thank
you.
Wow. I'm going to be totally racist and say American food is awesome.
Oh, my God. How's your trip to China?
they go on missions. That's where they're coming back from missions. Yeah, that's Chrissy.
Yes.
Well, go ahead and eat mine. Well, tell us about your trip, Doug.
Well, the first day we...
Son, don't eat with your mouth full. How many people got saved?
Well, there were 50 people the first day we were there.
He said there were at least 50 people saved the first day.
Oh, my God. He's killing it.
This is such great acting. By the way, though this is referred to as Family First, the actual name of the show was AKA Fire by Night. Fire by Night.
Fire by Night.
Fire. A little bit of a weird. It was produced in Oklahoma through 1986 through 1993. Jeez. There's a lot of episodes of this, Chrissy.
Is there?
Yes, this is.
We are now
called Fire by Night. Yes.
Not as many episodes as us.
What's that?
Not as many episodes as us.
I can't think of a television show that's even close to having as many episodes of us, except for maybe The Tonight Show. Maybe.
You saw a bird?
No.
A big bird?
No.
You saw a big bird in Costa Rica?
No, mom.
I thought he was in China.
Well, no, she was in China. The sister was in China. He went to Costa Rica. They went on mission trips. Oh. Now he's back home eating fried chicken, and mom's just way too excited about all of it.
Very excited.
You saw a big bird?
Street drama.
Oh, well, let me see you do your chicken.
Honey, Doug doesn't want to do his chicken for us now. He wants to eat his chicken.
Come on, I want to see your chicken.
Doug, show me your chicken.
Now, honey, you better shut your pie hole before I come over there and smack that words right out of your mouth. I said, my son is eating chicken. He just got back from Costa Rica.
What is the chicken?
It's fried chicken.
No, I know. Is there a chicken dance?
Oh, yeah. He did chicken dance in Costa Rica for the natives.
Because that's
what
I'm talking
about. Yes, they do. You ever been to Costa Rica?
Yes.
Yes, you have.
We have been.
You did the chicken dance, too.
I might have done
to five police officers down the street.
Stop. Don't do that to your sister. You want me to give you a bare bottom spanking? No.
Whoa. Not.
By the way, son in this. Yeah. Wow. Listen, things were different back
not
then.
Not just a spanking, bare bottom.
Bare bottom spanking. Wow. I hope this takes a turn the way I hope it takes. I hope everything gets weird real quick. But I just got
to let the brother and sister about to have sex, and this is on Pornhub, actually.
I'm pretty sure that the brother and sister, yes, they have done. They did a follow-up to Fire by Night.
Fire by Night.
Calling Fire by...
whole new meaning.
That's right. Called Fire by Nut. you know, you got to find work somewhere. Hollywood's a weird place. You know what I'm saying? And I just got to point out that the children in this television show look 62. They don't look like children at all.
We've talked about that before, too, with the Love Connection.
Look at that guy.
23, divorced. Yeah. And then they look like they're
56. Yes.
Get out there and do your chicken for your mother.
Okay.
Do it.
There we were. All these people.
Are you getting a bare bottom? Yeah. Bare bottom spanking.
Do you want a prostate exam? Do you want a bare bottom prostate exam from your father with his special fire by not stick? I didn't think so.
I come out, I go.
Is that mother smoking crack? Why is she so excited about everything?
I know.
You did the chicken. You know, when I came home from a trip in my house, I don't even think anybody noticed I was there for like 3 days.
Or that you were gone.
Yeah. Is Brian home? Because his room's starting to smell like incense and patchouli.
It's back.
Brian's back. Patchouli smell. I'm assuming he's okay.
And the
people got saved?
Oh, yeah, after we do the chicken, then we'd preach.
You preached?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I preached.
After Ron, I did preached. The chicken.
After I did the chicken, Dad, I went down and I preached. Wait, you preached? Did you, you didn't tell them
his
about anything?
Sweater.
Yeah, I know.
Dad's sweater is like, that's really bad.
It's two horses.
It's like carousel horses.
My mom sold that to him from Country Peddler.
Yes. Oh, the whole house looks like it's done in Country Peddler.
That's yeah. right. Look at that dad. He's so intense. Mm-hmm. You preached? You didn't tell him about any of our secrets, did you?
Any of our things we do at night.
That's right. You're going to get a bare bottom spanking to remember.
We all preached.
I preached.
Listen, Dad, can you give me a little bit of space?
I was about to say that Dad's very close.
Yeah, well, that's how it went back in the 90s. Your dad would kiss you on the lips, little tongue. No one was bothered by it. Nirvana was out. They were just trying to keep their kids close.
Oh, sure. I got to tell you guys something. Listen to me. Dad, Mom, Connie, you are looking at a young man who has been called full-time into the mission field.
Told you.
That's right.
Told God you.
Called. Told you. Told you he was going to come back and give me some idiotic mission field bullshit. Well, there goes the family dry cleaning business. What are we going to do now? But Mom's going to be excited, I guarantee.
Uh-huh. I answered. He said, go. I said, where? He said, to the world. I said, whoa, the world.
So you definitely feel called to the mission field.
You're definitely my mother, aren't you? Did I get any
Are
mail?
You?
Are you?
I don't know.
Yeah, actually,
Ancestry hasn't come out yet.
That's right. In real life, you are my mother because this is a weird family show where we're all producing each other. And by the way, when the lady says a line like this, let me just run back to the line. I want to show you what great acting this is. Watch how the director directs her to put the right emphasis on the right word.
Definitely my mother, aren't you?
Oh, wait, hold on. I want to just critique this acting here for a second because I think it's so good.
Mission field.
Oh, sorry.
You definitely feel called to the mission field.
See, notice how she put the emphasis on the word called for no reason in particular? You definitely want to feel called to the mission
field.
You're definitely my mother, aren't you? Did I get any mail?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Did my Playboy come?
You've got mail. Did my penthouse show up? I got to go rub a couple out. It's hard to do in that chicken
flight.
Suit. Yeah. It's hard to do in that chicken suit down in Costa Rica.
One letter, I was gone a month.
The rest are mine.
Okay, well, I'll go read all my mail.
Gonna go rub one out. He hasn't been home 5 minutes. He's eating a bucket of chicken.
He shoved chicken down his face. Did a chicken dance.
He
for
did
a
the
minute.
Chicken dance for his
I
mom.
Almost got a bare bottom spanking.
Came close. I wish that had happened. And now he's going upstairs to.
That's right. With this one letter.
That's right.
Doug, do your chicken for me.
No.
Come
on. Okay, I'll do it after six. You ready?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Wow, the Raiders really went the extra mile on this one. They're like, we'll do the chicken dance right up front, but then we'll close with the chicken dance too.
We'll do it again.
We're going to make, they'll
it's
be rolling.
Hilarious.
Yes. We're going to beat that cheers.
There goes our chicken. I mean, our boy. Call to the mission field.
He is going to be a chickenary.
Chrissy, the writing on this is just atrocious. And I can only imagine that it's the actresses and actors who wrote this. Like this couple right
chickenary.
Here. Chickenary. Yeah, the chickenary. Mm. That's mission and chickenary put together. Missionary and chicken put together in case you're what chickenary. Aviary.
Who wrote me? My Minot Agricultural and Fine Arts Community College. Dear Mr. Collins, we are extremely interested in you playing basketball at our institution. Our recruiter has followed your progress on the court, and we feel that you have the potential to meet our needs.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. That's a college letter.
Yeah, he's in high school. He's a senior in high school.
I know, and he can't.
Potential stuff.
That was
the word that tripped him up.
Yeah.
That one gets me sometimes, too.
Point guard, a full scholarship is what we are looking for. Our graduates can be found around the world. Please contact me at my office. I look forward to meeting
you. Our graduates
with you
can be found around the world.
Yeah. Wow.
Congratulations on that. Well,
a random thing.
I was going to go to Harvard, but minute community college and gardening center. You got me with my graduates are all around the world.
Emerson Royd, coach, fine art, agriculture, and community college. This is great. A scholarship.
Uh-oh, I see where this is going.
Oh, yeah, you see where this is going?
Uh-huh.
It's between the Lord
and basketball.
That liberal arts college where they're going to teach you all about Cabbage Patch bare dolls and gay things. People and bare bottom things that we don't talk about here, but we might do on occasion.
Dad, I'm home from my missions trip.
Oh, we got a whole new family.
There's a whole new family. Now, keep up with it, Chrissy.
I know that globe.
It's complicated. Yeah, that's everybody had one of those globes, by the way. The kind of globe that's
huge
and sits in a four... legged contraption yes. in the middle, and the kids would spin it endlessly, and the parents would tell you not to spin it, and then I would say, what is a globe for if you can't spin it? And then they would get upset because you touched the nice globe as opposed to the bad globe. Not sure. It's a conspiracy by the globe makers.
Dad? You're not hiding behind the couch, are you? Dad? No? Maybe I'll try the answering machine.
Well, that guy looks like he's from that, what's that band, that country band? Life is a highway, I want to ride it all night long. Yeah. Remember that band?
Yeah, no.
That country band?
Yeah, I remember the song.
Okay, I can't remember the name of the band, but you know, not Drive-By Truckers.
Roxy or somebody like
Roxy?
That.
No, they did the remake of it. Roxette. No. No. Roxette.
Dad, where are you? It's your son. I've got a brother? Look, I thought you were going to pick me up at the airport. I need to ride home.
Him. He didn't recognize his own voice.
He didn't recognize his own voice. Hard to tell with those old tape recorders. I'm telling you what, Chrissy. I can't think of how many times I came in, left myself a message, and then was like, I got a brother? A twin? Oh, I actually do?
You do.
Oh, okay. Well, and I also can't think of how many times my dad was hiding behind the couch
right.
when I came home.
You know, that's the way it is.
That's right.
Take a cab. I still got your visa. Okay, bye. I sound so different on the phone.
What?
Clarence, are you there?
Dad!
Over here. I'm on the machine.
Don't break it, Dad.
Don't be smart.
Okay, I won't.
I'll be home in an hour.
Damn.
This like weird trippy thing going on here where he's talking to the machine and getting the right answers.
Yes.
How much I want to tell you?
Save it till I get home, son.
Okay.
Bye.
Claude Eugene Stanley, this is your almost ex-wife, Eunice Stanley. You remember me?
Mom.
You need to have your lawyer call my lawyer about the court date and your intentions concerning alimony.
Mommy,
after
I love you.
Yeah.
Don't leave.
Mommy, don't leave me. I'm 47. I'm 47. I just touched the good globe, and Daddy's going to spank my bare bottom again. This is Eunice Taylor. Do you remember me?
No, almost ex-wife.
Yeah, I have a hard time keeping up with all my almost ex-wife is.
Oh, by the way, the phone number at my brand new apartment is
555-5655.
Bye. Mom's got a brand new apartment.
That's right. Mom's got a brand new apartment.
Claude got the shock of his life.
Claude. This show is so terribly constructed. You could literally pick any other television show in the world and get more laughs out of what's going on here. But we will continue. Just give us a break. We got to take a break from this for a second, and then we'll be back.
Ugh, finally. I feel like I was waiting forever for my turn to talk. Now that I have you, go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video content and follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. Want it to be your turn to talk? Call us and spill the tea at 626-ASK-TCB3 and you may hear your voice on the show. You can also text us your tea at 855-TCB-8383 and boy, do we love to hear it. Anyway, take a listen to our sponsors and let's get back to the show.
All right, we're watching the quote-unquote Christian variety show named Fire by Night. For some reason, it's called Family First on YouTube.
The screen?
Yeah.
It just pulled up?
I know.
It showed the
intro? That's what it said on the intro, right? I don't know why they're calling it Fire by Night.
Fly by night.
Fly by night, exactly. There's like a Fire by Night subscription base had gone from 300 members when it started to more than 4,500 members to watch this show. You got to be kidding me. That's crazy.
This was the original subscription stream.
No. And there are, yeah, I guess there are a number of episodes.
A number.
There are
very specific.
Holy shit, Chrissy. There are 94 episodes of this show.
Mm.
Oh my God.
They tackled a new thing each week, I guess.
Yeah, I think this is one of the first ones. Yeah, they tackle a new
mission driven.
They tackle more hypocrisy every single week. All right, so we're watching this Family First / Fire by Night, whatever you want to call it. We're watching it. It is one of the most poorly constructed sitcoms of all times, and this actually played on networks. Not sure which network it played on. Probably some Christian network, but here you go.
About the missions trip.
He's calling his mom.
Hello? Who is this?
Hello? Hello? Is this the bastard son of my new lover? Hello? Hello?
Because that's the way you answer the phone. Yes. Hello, who is this?
The 90s were a tough time. You never knew when one of those long-haired hippies might be calling you. Or one of them, their grunges. Are you a grunge?
He does have a flannel on.
Who is it? Tell me your name. I'm reporting you to the authorities.
I love that he's wearing the flannel shirt with a sweater vest.
Yeah, he looks like a greeter at Sam's Club.
An open sweater.
He's a greeter at Sam's Club.
Yep.
Anybody there? Hello? Please answer.
Please answer. I'm in terrible trouble. Thank God you called. Eunice Janice Taylor, future possibly ex-wife of Claude's father. It's got me tied up. Two broken legs. Oh, wait, that's misery. I'm sorry.
Check this out. Check it out.
What?
Oh, we're back to the first family now. You know, this is going in...
the chickens.
There's a timeline here we're trying to keep up with.
What is it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a basketball scholarship for Douglas Collins?
I don't think there was basketball a scholarship involved. He said just we might be interested.
Well, what it said was we're looking for a full scholarship. And so when I initially heard this, when I watched this at first, I was like, are colleges usually looking for a scholarship? Or are they looking to give you a scholarship? Because it sounds like...
We're looking for the money for a scholarship.
We just need the money up front, then we're going to give you a full scholarship. We calculated this is about $112,000 to complete your courses here. And so you don't have to go to your courses, but we need the money up front, then we're in it. And then in return, we'll give you a full scholarship.
Ship to where? Minot Agricultural and Fine Arts Community College.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound like a Christian college, but...
It doesn't sound like they teach the Lord or bare bottom spankings there. What are you going to do if you don't have your bare bottom spankings? You know how you like your bare bottom spankings with your moo moo milkies at night.
They've got graduates around the world.
They got graduates around the world. I don't care. Do they have bare bottom spankings? Because I know I'll miss them.
Minot. Why not Minot? Yeah. Why not?
Oh, they're open minded. Okay, yeah. There you go.
Minot. I mean, that's probably their school.
I love how the son just dropped a football.
Yeah,
but he's got the
right
basketball.
At his dad's head. Yeah, the basketball, but it was deflated because it just laid on the ground. The props department, you know, they were just getting going. They had low budget. Can you find me a deflated basketball?
They needed a scholarship.
Yeah, they need a scholarship for this show.
Logan, huh? I mean, what an opportunity. How many teenagers every year get a chance like this?
Well, I don't know how to.
Well, tens of thousands, actually. Many, many, many children get the same opportunity, Doug, or whatever your name is.
Just line up, Doug, with your call to the mission field. I mean, you know,
and your chicken dance.
Yeah, what about your chickenary? It's going to go on. What about all the time you just spent in Costa Rica saving all those chickens from certain destruction?
Street.
Yeah, son, your mother's got a good point there. Just 10 minutes ago, you had her in tears over your glorious call to the ministry. What about that?
Well, Dana.
Well, Dad, no. I went upstairs, I whacked off, and decided I want some pussy and bear.
That's right.
I've had enough. I just went to Costa Rica to save people. Now, give me a break. Let me go in my room, Springer.
You know, God's timing. It's like, you know, you dribble before you shoot. I mean, maybe what God's saying is first go to Minot Agricultural and Fine Arts Community College.
Agricultural and Fine Arts. Why do I get the picture of a field full of cowboys in ballet tights dancing around?
What? Oh, yeah, bring the gays into it. You got to bring the gay cowboys into it now, honey. Honey, do you need a bare bottom spanking?
Ballet tights.
Cowboys and ballet tights? What in the fuck is this lady talking about?
Hey.
What?
Don't worry.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried, Doug, that you would go to school with guys with belt buckles the size of hubcaps.
Honey, what? Put a lid on your words.
I'm not worried.
Oh, look at them. Dad laying down the law.
Put a lid on your words.
They didn't even have to act that one out. They do that at home at night because they're both from the same family. Put a lid on your word, bitch.
I'm not. I just don't want him to get distracted, John, from what Almighty God has called him to do.
What a conundrum.
Oh,
yeah,
she's really in a tizzy now.
Yep.
Mom's going to spend the whole night drinking and taking her happy pills. They call it family first on the actual video.
That's what I said.
That's
I know.
Insane. I wonder why that's called Fire by Night on Wikipedia. Unless there's a totally different television show.
I think it might be.
I don't know. The name of this particular episode is in that list, but whatever. Okay, who cares? Honestly, who gives a fuck? Is anybody going to go watch Fire by Night or Family First after listening to the commercial break? No. Who cares?
100. 101.
You wouldn't believe what my mom's done.
3. What is it, Clint?
Okay, so now we've got the two teenage boys. The one with the who had the globe. Who had no family at all.
Claude.
And we've got the original chicken guy here in a teenage...
He's pumping iron.
Yeah, in a typical teenage bedroom with no pictures of women on the walls whatsoever and the bed made.
Doug, would you...
Just typical.
Please put the weight down so we can seriously talk. You need to seriously take a look at this letter
he
right here.
You need to seriously take a look at his form. That's bad form, the way he's lifting
this weight. Lifting weights and he's like throwing him over his shoulder. He's straining a lot. I feel like he's going to get a hernia. I have a hernia just watching this show.
Basketball scholarship offer from Minot Agricultural and Fine Arts Community College.
Didn't their ball team play our high school girls team and our high school girls won?
Very, very funny. Clarence, I'll have you know.
And the Emmy Award goes to Fire by Night / Family First. / nut on my face / bare bottom chickenary spankings for excellence in writing. Comedic excellence.
That might not
like he does have the tissues right there in his bed.
I know. Of course.
That is.
What boy didn't have tissues just sitting next to his bed? I didn't. I had a t-shirt.
Found around the world.
Oh, really? They all get deported? Doug, would you please listen to
deported.
Me? I called my mom.
Deported? What happened?
What did we...
Now we got to deport immigrants that are involved? What happened?
Mom, and guess what happened? A man answered the phone.
Well, Clarence, did you ever think it might be a wrong number? I mean, you call wrong numbers about 60% of the time.
It was the right number.
Listen, Clarence, I want you just to be real honest with me.
So now we got two guys lifting weights. As only
one on each arm.
One has one on one arm and one has one. They're only doing one weight at a time.
Yeah.
Oh, this is, this feels like a workout video now.
Okay.
Oops, sorry.
Tell me, are they getting any bigger?
No, your weights have always been this size. Look, Doug.
No, your testicles have always been small. They'll drop soon. You only have the face of a 42-year-old.
Mom and Dad are still going to the court to get the big D word.
What do you mean, dunk?
No, I mean dick down.
I mean, the guy looks like he's in his 30s.
Oh, Chrissy.
And, he's
this could not be more unrealistic.
The
big D word.
To the court.
And that's how kids talk back then.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Doug, divorce! Dad thinks he can save some money by doing it all on People's Court. How embarrassing.
Oh, come on, Claire.
People's Court?
He's like the Urkel of the show.
The People's Court?
They do. No, they don't.
Wapner?
They never did. Wapner never did one divorce. He did like, you sold me a lawnmower for $20. Yeah. Wapner was a very tame version of Judge Judy, but he was the best.
He was.
He was funny.
He was the OG. Right.
Yeah.
Come on. I've talked to you about this 100 times. Just be patient. We've already prayed about it. God heard your prayer. Everything's going to turn out, okay?
Brother Dad! Brother Dad! Go, Brother Dad!
Brother Doug.
Brother Doug! You got any more of those bare bottom spankings I've been looking for? I heard you do the chicken dance. Can you come down and do a bare bottom chicken dance up on these nuts?
Yeah. Brother Peter Brothers, keep it down. What do you want?
I desperately need a moment of your time, Brother Doug.
Okay. Come on up. I'm in my bedroom, okay? Just for a moment.
Come on up. I'm in my bedroom. You remember. Come on up. Preach the good word. Lock the door behind you.
Some popcorn for our movie.
Oh, great, honey.
Mr. and Mrs. Collins.
Wow, this cast of characters just could not be more diverse. All white, all terribly redneck accents. And did you notice the mom spilled the entire bucket of popcorn?
I was startled.
Yeah, this is not only is this like cerebral comedy, not only is it, it's kind of like British comedy. Like you really, it's a thinking man's comedy.
Yeah,
that's right. But then it's got this element of like physical comedy too, Chrissy, that I'm really enjoying right now.
Mm-hmm. It's working.
Yeah. Anytime someone has a bucket of popcorn and they get scared and they throw it on other people, that denotes to me that we are dealing with highbrow comedy.
Gold.
Yeah, it's comedy gold. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start bringing buckets of popcorn in here and just throwing it on you in random points in the show.
What?
Ah!
I've been invited up there to Doug's room to discuss life and to discuss new revelation from above.
Jesus. Oh, I mean, I'm evoking the word of Jesus here. This guy, this is awful.
I'm evoking the word of shut the fuck up.
But he's got a raincoat, green coat.
Yeah.
Yelling.
He came straight.
He might fit on with mountain monsters.
He came
God, I just came here.
That's everything. That's
y'all made to come upstairs.
Yeah. Got y'all come upstairs getting bare bottom spiking. I came here looking for Brother Doug's bare bottom. I got this here raincoat on so I can just flash in my balls. I got a revelation in my raincoat. He does have a flasher coat on.
He does.
Like anytime in an 80s or 90s movie, you would see a flasher, like they were making fun of a flasher, he'd be wearing a raincoat just like that.
Exactly.
By the way, thank you for the popcorn. I do appreciate your hospitalization. Hospitality. God bless you.
No problem. Go on up there, you strange adult man with my young teenage son. We'll turn a blind eye. We'll be down here ignoring any kind of sounds or noises we might hear from
our movie.
For crying out loud. What's the matter with that guy? Why does he talk so loud? He's got wax in his ears or something?
Crying out loud. What's wrong with that strange man? And why did we just let him go up into my son's room?
2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Flash revelation!
That is no workout I've ever seen him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're working out there, but, you know.
They're throwing the weight back.
Yeah, that's right. That's going to come in handy in his later softcore porn days.
Under God with a voice of triumph! Glory!
Now that's triumph.
That's lunch.
That's sick.
I rebuke you! Now be rebuked.
Okay.
My. See, there it works.
What works? What is all this shouting business?
He said, rebuke you, and he said, okay, and he walked himself right into the closet and closed the door. This is funny. This is actually getting funny.
Brother Doug, have a seat there while I explain to you this new revelation.
Does his t-shirt say goob?
His t-shirt says goob. Mm-hmm. G-O-O-B.
Mm-hmm. See, when you shout.
Isn't it God-fearing?
God-fearing.
Is wearing with suspenders.
Yeah. Well, you got to keep your pants up, Chrissy, until it's time to take them down. You know what I'm saying?
Don't.
Yeah.
In the natural, why, you shake the heavenlies, and something revelic happens in the spiritual.
Is there any scripture for that?
Oh, the Bible's filled with scriptures, Brother Doug. But actually, this revelation has been overlooked until just recently. Why, for instance...
He seems like the town crazy.
Yeah, he is the town crazy, and he was just allowed upstairs into the teenage boy's room with no resistance whatsoever. They actually wanted him to leave because he was too loud. They were like, go up.
Take advantage of my young teenage son. I can't take it anymore. You want some popcorn? It's on the floor.
Sure. He shouted, and the walls came tumbling down. Cometh down, he said.
Hey, listen, if you don't keep it down, something else is going to come down. It's going to be my father on you.
Hey, Doug, keep it down up there, will you?
I told you, he'll come up here and give you a bare-bottom spanking, and then you'll have something to shout about.
Oh, the whole family's getting involved. The friends come over for bare bottom spankings.
And you'll have something to shout about.
Nothing like a good bare bottom spanking from your friend's dad. Oh. Uh-oh. Wait, hold on 1 second. There we go.
Family Matters.
Family Matters was so much
at
better.
At night.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called.
Family Matters, Fire by Night, Trial by Fire. Bare bottom spanking. I'm just going to start calling it BBS. Bare bottom spanking. The Bare Bottom Spanking Show, brought to you by Brian and Chrissy, Hambone and Holy in the Morning.
BBS.
BBS. CBS brings you BBS on Saturday nights. Bare bottom spanking, starring these two family members, and these two family members, and this strange man. All the sexual innuendos you can fit into one Christian-related program. BBS, only on CBS.
You know what? Maybe we should put this up on TCB minus.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure we can get it for a song and a dance. I mean...
Chicken dance.
Yeah. I think this is into the... What do they call it? When you lose... you lose the trademark. Oh, public domain. I think this went into public domain like 30 years early because everyone was like, who's going to pay for that shit? But hey, everyone does things in their own way. And some people on YouTube comment that they really enjoyed the show as much as they hated the bad acting. They really enjoyed the show. Mm. But I think pretty much you could put an 8-year-old in front of a television set with anything going. Yeah. And if it was not like straight up hardcore gore murder, they would be like, oh, that's interesting. I like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Their little eyes get focused on whatever. Daddy, are you going to give me a bare bottom spanking? No, we stopped that about 20 years ago. You're lucky. You're lucky. However, Blue, I'll give a bare bottom spanking to.
Bare bottom. Not just any old spanking.
No, a bare bottom spanking.
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, do us a favor. Go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about the show.
And bare bottom spankings.
Bare bottom spankings. Although I can't stop laughing. Oh, my God. tcbpodcast.com. 626 AskDCB, the number 3. 626 AskDCB, the number 3. At the commercial break on Instagram and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Okay, there you go. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do still say and we will say goodbye. Get out.